A New South Wales regional council has admitted that its failure to identify elevated levels of uranium in drinking water was negligent. The Tamworth Regional Council took 2 years to recognise that its own testing showed that uranium levels in several bores were almost twice what's considered safe. The region's health department is urging calm, but admits that it is unclear what health effects there may be for those who've been exposed. Tim Lammercraft reports.
Tracy Waters is a resident of Moonbi, a small town northeast of Tamworth on the New England Highway. She's unimpressed by the way she found out that her local water supply has been contaminated by elevated levels of natural uranium.
The only communication we have had from the council was a letter thrown over our fence at 9 o'clock the night before the story hit the front page of the Northern Daily Leader.
Earlier this week, the Tamworth Regional Council admitted that water supplying the towns of Moonbi, Cootingal and Bendemeer contained levels of uranium above the levels considered safe. The council's water director, Bruce Logan, admits residents deserve better.
People should be able to be very, very confident that drinking water that they're drinking is meets the necessary compliance levels as indicated in Australian Drinking Water Guidelines.
He copped it sweet on the council's behalf.
Are we negligent in relation to whether we should have taken appropriate action earlier? Well, I think the answer is to that is yes.
Despite testing the bores every 6 months, it took the council years to notice the elevated uranium levels. The council's reason is, essentially, the workload staff are coping with analysing tests from over 1,900 bores.
Every time we've tested, we've found elevated levels of uranium in the Moonbi-Cootingal supply. The issue is that at no time did anyone within the council recognise that those levels were elevated and didn't take appropriate action on that until July of this year.
Hunter New England Health's public health physician, Dr. David Durheim, is calling for calm.
The levels that were detected, yes, are above the drinking water guidelines. Those are very conservative guideline levels and really reflect the experience where concern is for a person exposed for their lifetime at those levels.
That's not all that comforting for Moonbi resident Tracy Waters.
We drink it. My dogs drink it. You know, I have my 10-month-old grandson here who was obviously drinking it when he was a newborn baby because he's bottle-fed. It's a real worry.
A statement from the New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair says the government understands that the Tamworth Regional Council has switched the supply to Moonbi Cootingal from the underground source to the Tamworth water supply, and that having switched the water supply, council has eliminated ongoing risks to residents. The federal New England MP Barnaby Joyce was in transit and not available for comment. The local state MP for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, did not respond to requests for comment.
Tim Lammercraft.